Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pekus in for Joe Donahue. OMAI International Arts Center is an organization with residency programs for international visual artists, writers, musicians, and dancers. Architecture OMAI, under the direction of Peter Frank, has the mission of facilitating projects that look at the intersection of architecture, art, and landscape. One of their projects currently underway is Skyline Adrift, Cuban Art and Architecture. The project had an opening reception at Art OMAI yesterday. Skyline Adrift will be on view through May 2013 at OMAI International Art Center in Ghent, New York. Here to tell us more about Skyline Adrift are Rachel Weingeist, the senior advisor at the Shelley and Donald Rubin Foundation and the Rubin's Private Art Collection, and an advisor and board member at the Field Sculpture Park and Architecture OMAI, and Yoandi Rizzo, the architect. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit first, Rachel, about the scope of this project and how it all came together.
Well, I'd have to take you back about 18 months when we first decided to try to invite some Cuban architects to participate. So we had to raise the money and find all the right partners that would believe in the project. And the Rubin Foundation and J.M. Kaplan Fund and many others were on board with the seed funding. And then Ricardo Porro, a very famous living Cuban architect, helped us select the finest young architects in Havana. And we extended an invitation to them to come work at the Vermont Studio Center to build their installations up there for 6 weeks, and then we moved their projects down to Architecture OMAI for installation in the landscape, and the opening was yesterday. So we have many months of labor that have gone into this, and it's just been a joy to work with Yoandi and Yelena and two other Cuban artists.
Well, congratulations on the opening. And was there a process involved in getting Yoandi here? I understand you've never been to the U.S. before.
Exactly. It's my first time here in the United States.
So was it difficult for you to get involved? I mean, what was that whole process like?
Yeah, it's difficult when you have it's different language and different context, cultural context, and you have to learn a lot. But that is the objective of this beautiful idea. I come in here to learn, not to teach. So was easy to me. I'm happy to be here.
And what was it about Yoandi, Rachel, that made him, you know, a good choice to take part in this project?
Well, I think the materials that he submitted stood out for many reasons. He was able, in a country where supplies are very limited, from paper to ink to binding, you know, your portfolio together, he was able to come up with a really interesting portfolio to show us. And then very quickly after he was selected, along with Yelena, the ideas started to flow through email and through telephone, and we were able to inspire them from afar, all the while hoping that the visa process would be successful. Cubans are one of the few people in the world that not only need a visa to go to a country, but they need a visa to leave their own country. So we were waiting for a long period of time to get the Cuban exit visa. And we were finally successful at the end of July. We were hoping to have them in May. And they arrived at the end of July, finally, and we used the time while we were waiting for the visas to have this exchange back and forth to work on their ideas, so the time was not lost.
How long have you been doing this work, Yoandi, in your home country?
It's my first time making this work, so it's only 2 months here. In
the U.S., but yeah. In Cuba, what's your training?
I'm architect. My profession is architect. I have 6 years from my for work, you know, and yeah, only 6 years.
Had you ever thought about coming to work in the U.S. before this opportunity?
maybe dreamed.
Yeah.
And now that you're here, what's the process been like? Now that you're in America and working in this different context.
Sorry, I don't understand the answer. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How is going about your architecture different in a different country?
Yeah, it's you have to learn again because it's different culture, so it's not the same because the architecture is about people, it's about the culture of the people, it's about the space for the people. So here it's different, it's a little different, it's more open, it's more, I seen more, a little more artistic, because...
We have to remember that in Cuba, the skyline has barely changed since the revolution in 1959, and supplies are really limited. So, you know, just the experience of a lumber yard and building a construction based on your ideas and then looking for the supplies is a very different process.
Yes.
In Cuba, you build based on what's available. Mm. So if there's only cement available, your structure is made of cement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how would you describe Yuandi's work? I mean, I've seen a picture of it, and it's very stark to see out in the landscape like that. But how would you describe it for listeners?
Well, I think a lot of ideas have come together for his piece, Nest, it's called. And he changed his ideas, which I was very happy about, based on a response to the landscape. I mean, this is someone who's never seen, you know, the rolling hills of upstate New York. And he had a very different proposal before he saw the landscape. And it was wonderful to see him respond to a specific area in the sculpture park at Arda Mai and to develop this idea that he wanted to express his initial impressions of Americans, which was very aggressive. They've been told their whole lives that, you know, we are aggressive people. And then he found everyone very kind and generous and helpful. And so his structure, it looks very aggressive from the outside. It looks like big spikes, but the inside is very soft and welcoming.
It's like a home. Inside is like a home, yeah.
Right. So on the outside, I've seen it. It's, you know, there's some jutting work coming out of it, but on the inside, it's much different.
Exactly. That represents my feelings about the United States. Before coming here, I think the United States is aggressive, but right now I feel like in home here. So,
do you have people, in speaking with you, said the same thing about Cubans?
Yeah, that is the beauty of the piece, because it's in two directions. For many people, Cuba is aggressive and it's not comfortable country. But for me, it's my home, and it's like an invite to the people to see different point of view about the United States and Cuba. We are beautiful countries, and I see it's a piece is open inside, and you can be inside and feel this different sensation between be outside and inside. It's very different. So it's my feeling about the United States, and maybe will be the feeling of many people if go to Cuba, you know.
When you go back, what will you take from the U.S. in terms of your work going forward?
So many things. It's difficult to explain. So many feelings, good feelings about the United States. It's the only thing that I can say. Beautiful thing, beautiful feelings about the United States.
I think the experience comes at a really pivotal time for these young Cubans. There's a lot of change in Cuba now, lots of potential new opportunity as the government allows individuals to be a little more entrepreneurial for the first time. So he's taking not only all these new skills of building and construction and working with new materials, but he has a lot of new partnerships and a lot of people who have enjoyed working with him and who want to help. And the next steps are up to Yuandi.
Yeah.
Do you both feel that art, architecture, projects such as this can make a difference? I mean, it's one thing for visitors to come see and experience your work and say, oh, maybe I'll think a little differently now about Cuba, but on a larger scale, I mean, this seems like somewhat of an uphill battle.
I think art is the ultimate exchange. And, you know, he's an ambassador from Cuba. And how many people get to meet a Cuban artist or architect out in the fields while he's working for many weeks. He had to answer many questions. I think there's a ripple effect. I think people will see that he's, you know, a wonderful, hardworking human being. And that's, I think, the ultimate joy here is that we can see that we all have the same interests and the same goals, and that really art will save the world.
Yes.
You agree?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
And when Have you thought about if you'd like to stay?
Yeah, it's a beautiful country. I like to stay here and in Europe and all the world. I believe I don't want to be in Cuba all the time. But Cuba is my home. It's, you know, I want go coming and go, and it's I want to be free to make whatever I want. And I seen the art make me be here and in Cuba at the same time, because my piece is right now in Aramai. So I am right now, I have two homes.
Huh. What did your friends and family tell you as you were getting ready to leave Cuba?
They are very happy, because in Cuba, the people of Cuba love the United States, and the people of the United States, they understand the reality is just politics, you know. And they are very happy to be here, because it's a great opportunity. It's an amazing country with amazing people. And they are probably a little, you know, worried about me and here, but it's fine. I grew here for a day and said, this is like a home. So they are very happy right now. My family, my friends, my professional friends are very happy for this beautiful opportunity. And I hope that this opportunity will be for other Cuban artists and architects, because mean a lot for us.
Well, Skyline Adrift will be on view through May 2013 at OMI International Arts Center in Ghent, New York. To learn more, visit artomi.org/architecture. Rachel Weingeist and Yawande Rizzo, thank you so much for being here. It's been great to have you, and good luck with your travels.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.